Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my lips. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity, and this is a time now for you to really get excited and know that the Word of God is true, and his Word is manifesting right now as we speak. And as we hear, as we go about our lives, this is an awesome time to be alive in this world because you're here for a purpose. And that's the purpose. The purpose is for the will of God to be done in this world through you. In the name of Jesus, my name is Ann Strickland. I'm going to start with the prayer. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for your love, your mercy. I thank you for the opportunity to come before your people and share your word and your will with them. And I'm going to start by reading Psalm 112, because tonight we're talking about righteous and rich. Psalm 112 says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. And to the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. The wicked shall gnash with his teeth and melt away, but the desire of the wicked shall perish. Shall perish. Very, very convinced by the word of God that you are supposed to be rich, righteous and rich. Psalm 112. The word of God is saying to us that we're supposed to be rich if we are in him. When you receive salvation, you were made the righteousness of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and anointed, the anointed one and his anointing. So you're anointed also because God desires above all things to be prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Isaiah 60. Verse 1 says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Verse 5 says, then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea, it's not a scary fear, the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto you. It's time now for the transference. The forces of the Gentiles shall come upon thee, as you see what happened in our economy. It is gross darkness for many people. But as a child of Almighty God, his glory shall arise upon you. The first time glory was mentioned in the Bible was in Genesis 31:1. It says, and he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's and has gotten all this glory. The Amplified Version says, he has acquired all this wealth. The word of God says, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. It is our time to move out and think on the promise of God and use the witty ideas that he's put in your mind, in your spirit, things you get excited about. That's God's gift to you, to put your hands to do something about it so you can prosper. This is the time right now for the body of Christ, the believers, to take over, take dominion. You're not here to take part. You're here to take over. Look at this time as a time of the transference of the wealth of the wicked to come into the hands of the righteous. Start expecting increase. Start expecting wealth. Start expecting riches. You know, because as you start thinking, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it is your time to shine. You are supposed to be rich if you're righteous. Expect promotions. Start dressing like you are the boss. As a man thinks in his heart, as I said before, start thinking well and have the faith of God. And whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So if you would like for me to come and to agree with you about your situation, because one of the calls on my life, which is what you hear all the time, is the fact that we are here, I am here, I have been anointed, God has anointed me, and it's proof to pray for financial prosperity, to teach the word, preach the word, teach the word according to the word of God, Luke 4:18, which he gave me in 1986. And at that time, Ann said, I'm not preaching to anyone. Luke 4:18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty the year of the Lord. And at that time, I was so far from where I am now, and I'm telling you in my spirit, I said, no, not in. I'm not preaching to nobody. However, Almighty God knew at that time that I wasn't ready. However, God is very patient, and he also knew I wasn't ready. So he just allowed me to get ready. And I was really following for me, not for the world, but for me, because I wanted to live a better quality of life. But God is so faithful. He is ready, and this is his nature. His nature is to bring us up. His nature is to make us successful and prosperous. But we have to know the word and come in agreement with what he says. It's the word and the truth that you know that's going to set you free. But if you're not in the word, you don't know the word, you're not being taught the word, or you're not looking for the word or expecting to live a better quality of life, then you're not going to have a better quality of life. But right now, I'm telling you, what God is doing, what I see him doing now, and making changes and doing great things for people, you can't deny it's all God, the way he's networking people together. And you know he's bringing you together for a purpose. He's bringing people to help people. He's bringing us together so we will make changes and do great things in the world. As his representatives, he said, I'll bless you to be a blessing to all the nations of the earth are blessed. And right now, what I'm seeing happen right now, what is going on in my life right now, is very exciting. It's very interesting because, at this age, I have just become a travel agent. Excited about this because it's it's very interesting. You just can't sit back. You know, people say, you know, you get a certain age, then you retire. But I haven't seen retirement in the Bible. I'm not working in the corporate world anymore. I retired from the corporate world in 1988. But I didn't just sit down doing nothing. But just recently, no, I wasn't planning this. Just recently, it's only God who could have done this, because I wasn't connected with this person. I wasn't having any kind of relationships, no friends or anything with this. I knew them, knew of them and everything, but it wasn't anything close, you know, that we would even talk, and I hadn't seen them in years and years and years. And they called me, this person called me, Troy Mitchell called me, and thank God he did, and had me listen to a message on the telephone. And the message was about travel. I was, you know, and I had just come back from my grandson's wedding down in Tampa, Florida, and staying in the hotel, and this pastor on there was talking about discounted rates and all those different kinds of great things. And it got my interest. Turns out it's a business, but it's a great business. And I see this business as a way God is bringing us into the wealthy place and enjoying life at the same time. Because there are people, you know, you would like to travel. I know I love to travel. That's why I was interested. I love traveling. I love flying. I don't mind flying. And I love cruises. I used to fly places and stay, you know, but the cruises, when I started cruising, that first cruise, I said, this is it. But I still can go other places, you know, where you don't cruise to. But the first cruise really changed my mind, and that I don't mind flying either. So as you go places, and you know, for instance, I went to Paris, and that's the one place I would like to go back to again, because I had such a good time, and with so much, I just loved it. But there are other places that you might want to go, and this business allows you to go to these places at reasonable rates, reasonable prices. And the more we need to see what God has put out there for us to enjoy. So I see this business as a way God is making us wealthy while we're still enjoying and enjoy life also. But God is loving and gentle and kind. He wants to do great things for us. But we have to be prepared and accept it. And I believe this tool is the one way that he has set up. I'm totally convinced, because when I became a part of this, I wasn't going to, you know, I wasn't going to get involved as much as I am now. But now I see where it is very important. And I'm spending much more time than I expected to have spent with this. And I would like for you to, you know, if you're interested, you can call me or text me or go in on my website. Go on my website, and it's ANN, Strickland.cation.com. Ann Strickland dot pay PAYCATION.com. And I'm telling you, and just check the website out. And you'll see my telephone number on there, and then you can call me for any questions or anything you might have. And I'm every day I'm getting more and more convinced, because God is bringing me across people's paths who took them a minute, and there's some people who want to go to different places and have a nice vacation but hadn't been able to. There was someone who goes on vacations, but they can't enjoy it because they're taking the work with them. They're a different type of work. But with this, you can go take your family, take other people, and still earn money at the same time and have fun. Have fun. So I just thank God for this. I really do. So that you can go on my website and get some information and give me a call and get involved, or if you want to take a trip, discount it. The discounted rate. You can book a trip on the website. But God is blessing us and blessing us and blessing us. And receive his blessings, because it's our time now. It's our time in the name of Jesus. So we're going to keep moving right along. And, you know, I always like to give you some scriptures, prosperity scriptures, because there are so many people don't know all of these scriptures pertaining to finance that's in the Bible. For instance, but what I'm talking about now, just was speaking of having fun and making money at the same time. Job 36:11. If you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Check it out. Because the only thing, most of the things we heard about Job was he had a lot, he got sick and everything, lost everything and blah, blah, blah. But you don't know that the scripture, Job 36:11, if you obey and serve me, this is God, not Job, but God, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And that's what I see this business in. Glory to God. This is our time. So just be excited about it and know that God is ready for you to move into the wealthy place, because we're not here to take part. We're here to take over, take it all back, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, in the name of Jesus. And that's what we should do. That's how we should live. That's what we need to know, that God is ready for us. He is ready for us to represent him in the way that he wants us to represent him, in the name of Jesus. I just really thank God for what he's doing. I just thank God for his love and his mercy and the scriptures that I'm going to go through now. Philippians 4:19. For my God liberally supplies and fills and fills my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 23. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I'm not lack or want for any good thing. Luke 6:38. Father, I pray as I give, it shall be given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into my bosom. 2 Corinthians 9:6-9. As I give bountifully, I pray I will reap bountifully. For you, Lord, are able to make all grace abound toward me, that always I may have all sufficient to meet my own needs, and abundance to give to every good work and charitable donation. Now listen to this one, Proverbs 10:4. Father, thank you for accomplishing your word in me, causing me to be a diligent man or woman made rich. Scripture, Proverbs 10:4. His word is here to make you rich. His word is here to give you witty ideas, and he has put greatness inside of you. You have greatness in you. There's something in you to that is going to make you wealthy as you obey and serve him and do his word. And I'm telling you, you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. And he will lead you according to Isaiah 48:17 in the way he will prosper and teach you to prosper. In Proverbs 3:9-10. as I honor you, Lord, with my capital insufficiency from righteous labors and with the first fruits of my income, I pray you will fill my storage places with plenty. Joshua 1:8. As I keep the book of the law in my mouth, meditating on it day and night, I pray I will make my way prosperous and deal wisely in all my affairs in life, having good success. Know that you are a winner. Know that you're more than a conqueror. Know that you, whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. These are things you have to know and understand in the name of Jesus. And the other part of this prosperity message that I want to share with you again and again and again is the fact that as you learn the word, hear the word, you can be taught the word pertaining to financial prosperity, so that you will be able to be blessed, to be a blessing. You'll have the best, you'll live well, you'll be without debt and pressure, financial pressures and all the things that you would like, you will have and live a good life financially. There's still problems going to come into your life, but it doesn't have to be the financial problem. But you still have, even with the problems coming in, you know that God is with you no matter what. So I say, would you rather have problems with or without money? Do you have problems without money? Same thing, it's the same thing. Because, you know, the world has told people, well, you know, problem. Money causes a lot of problems. The lack of money has caused some bigger problems. It causes people to steal, kill each other, kids and people to sell drugs, and have speakeasies, and do all kinds of things for the lack of money, because they want money. They want to live a better life. So what do you want? God wants you rich. He wants you righteous and rich, and he has provided a way for you to get there in the name of Jesus. So all you need to do is come in agreement with Almighty God and his word. I'm telling you, to me, it's an exciting time. In God's word, I've seen it work. People, the testimonies after testimonies after testimonies, where God has used me, and I'm not the only one. There are other people out there. He's used me to teach and pray for people, and their lives have been changed financially. And they're going to continue to be changed, because he wants us at the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You heard the word Psalm 112 says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. You don't have to have school loans. You don't have to have mortgages on your house. You can pay. There's enough money out, so much money in the world, that it's not even funny. You can pay cash for a house. You can pay cash for a car. You can pay cash for your school and education. It's possible. It's done. People are doing it in the name of Jesus. And I'm believing, God, that the body of believers will do it. We don't have to have all this. He said, oh, no man anything but to love one another. And that's where we got here going to get to, because we're going to come in agreement with God's will and word for us. Kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Now is the time. We're coming into the time now where we want to live debt-free. Debt-free. The word says, owe no man anything to love one another. We're supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. Salvation is the key to that kingdom living, you know. You give your life to Jesus, turn your life over, receive Jesus into your life, turn around from where you are or where you've been and turn to Almighty God through His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And learn His word and do His will. Because through that, you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Then you start walking in favor of God and man. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the people. I thank you, Lord. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, the wealth and riches are in their homes. In their homes, in the name of Jesus. And start speaking, start saying, wealth and riches are in my house. Start saying it. And another thing is, I'm throwing this in on the side. I want you to start reading Psalm 91 every day. Because the Holy Spirit gave this to me about a month or so ago, to read Psalm 91 every day, because I'm getting calls from people who's going through, they're being attacked in different ways. And I'm telling them to read Psalm 91 every day. Read it in the morning. Psalm 91 every day. That's what you need to do. And let me find and read it for you so you can know just about how to read it. You read it in the first person. Say, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my refuge, my fortress, my God, and you I trust. Surely you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You shall cover me with your feathers, and under your wings shall I trust. Your truth is my shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold in peace the waters of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over me, his angels charge to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands. I dash my foot against them. If you notice, I'm saying my. You speak in the first person, it's for you. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. You shall trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, the Lord is saying, therefore I'll deliver him. I will set him on high because he's known my name. You know the name of God, he's going to set you on high. You call on God. He said, you shall call upon me and I'll answer him. He's going to call on you. You'll call on him and he'll answer you. And he'll be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you with long life. That satisfy you and show his salvation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your will. And I thank you, Lord, that people will come out to 3751 Island Avenue, the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to get prayed for, to learn the scriptures. It's the class is free. You're welcome to come and bring somebody. And my number is 215-806-4879. Call me and let me know you're coming. Call me and come so that you can hear more about this business, so you can become a part of it, and so that you can start moving forward in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you for your word. I thank you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. Because they are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name, amen.